Om Shakti. I was just thinking that before gentlemen comes, you can take 10 minutes to, if you want to, write your experience. You know, what was your experience in this retreat, your realizations, your new experience. So can you do that now? So we will keep a tray. We want to get the follow-up so that we can share it with the RCs, the benefits souls have taken from this retreat. And in front of Dadi Jayanti Ben, maybe a couple of you can be prepared to share your experience to the family here. But everybody won't have the chance to talk. So I thought that at least you can write down, you know, your, what was your expectation when you registered, what did you get out of this retreat, and what was your new realization and new experience that you have gained by being together for the past 2 days. So take your time to reflect. And just put the country and your name, which country you are from and your name at the end of the experience sheet. We will take the paper when you come forward to take Toli, Drishti and blessings. I would suggest that you maintain, you know, the same atmosphere around yourself, same silence, as much as possible, and as I mentioned, find some time, make time in your trip to Madhuban this time, spend some time on your own, deep realization to recognize Baba, come close to Baba and really feel the power of remembrance. Few sisters helping, sisters from Malaysia, Sister Poonam, Sister Shamini, they have also been helping to put the hall, prepare the hall together. So I don't think they are here yet, they will be coming soon. Om Shanti. We are very, very fortunate to have Jayanti Ben amongst us. You know, actually, she has been traveling so much, just arrived this morning from Ahmedabad. And I was not sure whether she can make it or not, but she is here with us to share some of her insight into this beautiful topic of remembrance. And after Jayanti Ben shares, one or two of you can volunteer yourself to share your experience in the couple of 2 days, and then everyone will receive a gift of remembrance book, a collection of all the versions Baba has spoken on remembrance and blessings and Toli as a memory of this 2 days retreat.
Om Shanti. This morning, as I was hearing Baba Smriti, I was even more aware that the way Baba gives us information about the soul and God is unique. And so remembrance becomes very easy and natural. Before we knew I'm a soul, where was our mind going? And now that we know who I am, and I have that firm belief that this is who I am, no question about it, then to start practicing stabilizing the mind in a remembrance of one becomes easier and easier. There were two things about Dadi that I'd like to share. One was when it was just a couple of us with Dadi. And the other sister said to Daddy, Daddy, in which form do you remember Baba now? This is when Daddy was in London, and this was towards the end of her visit. And her response was, I don't know what you mean, because Baba's with me all the time. And so, and we could feel that. We could feel that, yes, Baba is with Daddy all the time. And so, where she used to take classes on the subject of the different relationships, the different forms, well, yes, we need those classes to help us understand, but she's actually gone beyond that. And for her, Baba is with her all the time. And this is why we still see her so active in the way that she is. I heard that she came up just for a couple of hours yesterday. Now, most of us thinking about going down the mountain and up the mountain, just thinking about it, we get tired. And here's somebody 101. So yes, definitely we can feel she has developed that relationship with Baba, in which she now just keeps Baba with herself all the time. And the second was when, again, it was another sister and myself, and we were doing a little bit of business with Daddy. We don't get her involved in too much business anymore, but in this situation we had a couple of things we needed to share with her. Then, having shared something, then she said, okay, wait. And then she said, okay, well, this is what I think about this and this. And she said, I don't want to just listen, I wanted to give you a response, but I didn't want to give you a response immediately. I wanted to be in silence and feel more power of silence before I gave you a response. And so her interest is in just accumulating the power of silence. And this is what she wanted us to do. She said, I specially did that so that you could see that normally I wouldn't say to you, stop. I just practiced filling myself with silence anyway. But I wanted to show both of you what you have to do. And so whatever else it is you're doing, just take a pause. And in that pause, literally, not just to be soul conscious, but to fill the self with that silence. And being here in Madhuban, I was again appreciating how everything of the system of Madhuban is to be able to help us progress in our relationship with Baba and our remembrance of Baba. The timetable that we have, the traffic control that you hear, the different spaces that have been created for remembering Baba. The whole of Madhuban experience is actually for this, to help us develop that relationship with God in such a deep, natural way that this is what we carry with ourselves wherever it is we go back. And so I know that here in Madhuban, this is what we need to be focusing on, just filling more and more of the power of remembrance and the power of silence. And I appreciate this choice of word, to use the word remembrance rather than silence, because our silence is very different to the silence that people think of outside. And so when we use this expression and we use this term, the power of silence, they have a question. Well, how is it possible to just make the mind completely silent? And each one's experience is their own. And my experience is that I'm using pure elevated thoughts to make the connection with Baba, and then in the relationship with Baba, the mind is becoming more and more quiet and the speed of the mind is slowing down, but also there does come a space when there is really just literally silence in the mind and it's just experience that has taken over. But for a lot of person, I wonder, what are they doing in silence? Are they forcing their mind to be quiet and not have thoughts? And how long can you keep the mind in a state of bondage in that way? I don't know what they do. And this is why Baba in the Murali will tell us, well, the mind is always going to be doing something. But yes, what we need to do is to just change the direction of thoughts and make sure that the mind has elevated thoughts that connect me with Baba. So remembrance and the power of remembrance. What am I remembering? Who am I remembering? And to be stable in that remembrance so that it becomes an awareness. Not just remembrance, but then the awareness is what stays with you through the day. Just as we talk about the awareness of the soul or spiritual awareness, in the same way, part of spiritual awareness is not just awareness of soul, but it's also awareness of Baba, my companion. And so remembrance is a very lovely word to invoke Baba, to be able to then feel Baba's presence and to be with Baba through remembrance and to make it a very natural part of my life. Because like Baba says, if it's not Baba, who else do I have in Sangam Yug? There really isn't anyone else in Sangam Yug at all. I want to share one last thing before I hear your experiences, because the way it was put left such a deep imprint in my heart. I wanted to make you aware of it. Brother Ram Lochan, who works in the dining room in Shantivan, has been with Baba since 1972. I wouldn't have been able to tell you that until I heard him say it now. I knew he's been around forever, but 1972 specifically. And he came to Baba, and within a month he was in Madhuban and he immediately got into service, and Devi then asked him to go back home and then come back as a trial for 3 months. And he said, that's going to be very difficult for me. Either I go and I go and I come back as a visitor, fine, but if it's to come and go and trial and all of this, it's too complicated. I can't do all of that. But what I can do is just stay. And so Didi Manwini, she then said to him, well, a few months ago I saw your face. Baba showed me your face and I didn't know you. But if Baba showed me your face in meditation, it must signify something. Okay, you just stay. And so he just stayed. So it's an interesting story anyway. But he was sitting with the center residents and somebody asked him the question, why is it that we feel drowsy in yoga? And his response was, yes, it could be tiredness, and so make sure that you give your body proper rest, whatever it needs, but also not to have the experience of God in yoga, in Sangam Yug, is punishment. So what is it that I'm doing that's not right, for which the punishment is that I'm giving it time, I'm giving it my attention, but my drowsiness is not allowing me to experience God. Strong stuff, right? As I say it, it's that sort of concept we're aware of, the there must be something wrong that's happening if I'm not able to have proper yoga. But he called it the biggest punishment, that there's something that's drastic that I really need to look at and sort it out at once. So remembrance is remembrance, but what is the quality of my remembrance? What is the experience of my remembrance? I'm sure that these last couple of days have given you a deeper understanding and deeper experience. Om Shanti.
Who would like to come forward to volunteer? A couple of you, quickly please. Who would like to volunteer? Just come forward. Come, three of you come.
Om Shanti. I'm Alagar Swami from Australia. I have an expectation to become an embodiment of remembrance through this retreat. I got all the tips to become embodiment of remembrance. And I realized some weaknesses and drawbacks to attain that stage. And I identified my weaknesses as well and some obstacles as well. And experiencing all relationship with Baba and volcanic yoga, these both are greatest experience that I am carrying with me. The past 2 days we are doing this remembrance retreat, but the retreat will continue up to attain karmati stage. Thank you, Om Shanti.
Shanti. My name is Anjali and I'm from Chicago, US. Within these 2 days of this remembrance retreat, Sister Meera, I would like to thank her. We have learned so many things, experienced so many different things, but 3 points that I would like to share that I'm taking with me for sure. The first thing is, I was not sure if I'm not in an incorporeal world or in a subtle world, then how to remember Baba. So we can also remember Baba in corporeal world and, you know, really look at our Brahmin life book. So that was something I have really experienced today for the first time and understood that this is also a remembrance. The second thing is, you know, when we are spinning the cycle and looking at the 5 different forms, one thing that I have learned new is your dress needs to be loose, because if it is loose, you can quickly in a second change it, because the last paper is going to be only for 1 second. And the third thing which I have experienced, other than the time we spent here in this room, is take just once a month and go deep into it, as Sister Meera shared with us about the Dadi, how they used to do it on the mountain, that I am a pure soul, just go into it. So that is something I have experienced and I'm so thankful to her and Baba. Thank you.
Wants to come?
Om Shanti. So when I came to this retreat, I had a goal that I want to develop my yoga in a higher level. So I mainly got some tips. So one is the 8 relationships. So in the 8 relationship, each and every level I go into the depth, and I had a deep desire how I can be companion with Baba. When Sister Meera was telling in the explaining that in the meditation I had a companion with Baba, it was giving me a very different experience. I really enjoyed this. And Sister Meera says, when you go home, other than your daily routine, I have 2 to 3 hours yoga in a continuous stage. So it also one of the key points. And so mainly she said, discipline yourself. In each and every aspect in your life, you have to be very disciplined. Food, Amrutela, and dealing with the people, not only be in silence in these 2 retreats, after you go and you maintain in your daily routine. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I'm Sister Amarjeet from Thailand. Firstly, the word silence. I didn't keep physically silent all the time because I'm guiding my nephew and I had some other duties as a sevadar. But I was very aware of the silence the whole 2 days. Practically, in my karam, I was very aware of using less words. I was very aware of not allowing my thoughts to go here and there, but very still and very less thoughts. And I wanted, one thing I experienced which was really beautiful was the yoga, the relationships with Baba, that we formed the circle. We were in yoga, I think, almost 2 hours. And despite my back condition and sitting on the floor and the discomfort on the physical level, I was able to remain in yoga throughout the guided commentary of all the 8 relationships, 95%, I would say. So I felt that was something, like towards the end, I'm like, I'm with Baba like almost 95%. This is magical. And I experienced for the first time Baba as my brother, which I had, and I'm having some difficult relationship with my brother. he's my elder brother and the first love of my life. But this time, I was able to experience Baba as a brother. And also in Laukik, I'm having with my son. You know, I say Arjun is lucky. He only had his relatives to face. We have our sons and our husbands and closer. Arjun didn't have his spouse or children to face on the battlefield. So I experienced Baba as a child and I actually saw myself as Mama and saw Krishna in my arms. That was really beautiful. Thank you, Sister Meera. That was really, really nice. Thank you, everyone. The whole gathering helped that. Thank you.
Last one. Come.
Om Shanti, this is Ari. So I was inspired because of the sister sharing. So I used to ask Baba, do you have any plan for me? Like I used to always ask him in this relationship as a father. I didn't get much reply, much response, but I was waiting for the answer. But in that relationship exercise, I got a realization, Baba is my child. So when Baba is my child, I got a new hope. I have to live for Baba. Now it's not that Baba is giving directions. Now I need to sustain Baba. I need to take care of Baba. So that's what is the realization I got. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I'm Sanyukta from Mauritius. And really this remembrance retreat has been a unique and very special gift from Bab Dada through Sister Meera to all of us. So thanks a lot. And from the very first day, from the very first moment we entered this divine place, very empowered place, and we experienced the 8 relationships with Baba. And I feel this soul has been filled with the love and with the sustenance that it requires from all the dimensions. Moreover, today, during the final session, the experience of the volcanic yoga. Om Shanti. For the past few years, this soul has been doing quite some research on volcanic yoga. But however, today the experience was very, very powerful. And I got what I was looking for. And finally, the experiences from our senior brothers and sisters have really given answer to all our questions regarding our remembrance for our beloved Bab Dada. Especially, we had Sister Vedanti, we had Brother Ken, and of course today, Sister Jayanti. Sister Vedanti said something which really I cherish and which I have started practicing, but I didn't know a few more details about it. Sister Vedanti said that to have good remembrance, for her to have a successful yoga, she stays there up there in Paramdham with Baba always. And when she has to come into action, we come into action, we come with Baba. And then one point that she added, which I really like, even if something is good or bad, we are with Baba, so Baba corrects our mistakes also. So thank you very much, Geeta Ben and Amira Ben. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sister Jayanti. And thank you, all of you.
Shanti. My name is Poonam. I'm from Melbourne. I just love the retreat. I just understood the meaning of remembrance in this retreat. We really loved the way 8 relationships we maintained with Baba. But one very big thing I'm learning is to going Baba-centric, not ego-centric. And also to survive in this Sangam Yoga, I have to create a Brahmin life around me. So that's what I'm taking from this retreat. Thank you.
Om Shanti, and I'm sure each and every one of you may have had different feelings and experiences. As you have written it on the paper, we will look at it. So what we would like to do is, we would like to request those from Pandabhavan, because they have to catch the bus at 9:30, they will come forward. Sister Jayanti will sit here. Sister Jayanti will give this book on remembrance. It's a collection of Baba's versions. It's a kind of a journal. You can continue to write whatever you receive about remembrance from now onwards. So each one will get a copy of this, and also very special blessings, my Baba blessing. And then you will come and take Tony from me and leave your silence badge on the table in that box and your experience sheet in the tray. And so enjoy the rest of your stay in Madhuban, and still feel that you are in silence. You are within the fortress of Baba's remembrance. So never come out of it. So then you always feel the canopy of protection above you. Thank you very much for your participation and your cooperation. So we have a couple of minutes silence, and those from Pandabhavan will come forward. And many, many thanks to Jayanti Ben, in spite of her busy schedule. So she was able to spare her valuable time with all of us, and we do appreciate it very much.